I'm Robin Amler of IBS Intelligence. You're listening to the IBS iViews podcast. With me is Rich Cooper, Head of Financial Services Go-to-Market for Fusion Risk Management. The clock is ticking on DORA, the Digital Operational Resilience Act. Compliance deadline, January the 17th, 2025.
Organizations are running programs today for crisis management that already understand they are custodians of data and they have to protect that data, and they've got cyber response plans. DORA is a framework. It's an act to get that framework together. So there's some teeth in making people do this, but it's actually a common sense way of unifying things that any large enterprise should be doing who's responsible for holding on to data. And being responsible for holding on to data doesn't necessarily mean that you actually hold that data yourself. You don't transfer the risk or the responsibility by putting that data into a third party. So that's one of the intents of the regulations, is really understanding where data is, how data is used, and making sure that we're prudent and can act accordingly if there something happens like a cyber breach.
You said you can't shuffle off responsibility to a third party, but equally, does DORA not make a large organization responsible for what it does with third parties?
It's highlighting that fact that you're not transferring risk in any way, shape, or form. You're still responsible for understanding the relationship with that third party. Now, I will say there is some of the transfer of risk where the third parties directly are becoming more responsible. So there's acts like the Federal Reserve have come out with very recently about financial market infrastructure, systemically important organizations, making sure that they can get regulated in the same way as some of the big financial institutions at the moment. So they are saying there's going to be a level of scrutiny on other organizations for resilience as well. And I think that's some of the intent in DORA. It goes much broader than just the systemically important banks or some of the operational resilience regulations. It moves into orders of organizations where wherever that data may be, you can be responsible for it. And also it can reach as broadly as when we give advisory firms data and other information to work with on our behalf. That can still be within scope of DORA while they're still defining how deep they're going to go with that.
I think if I was the compliance officer of a large organization, I might be having minor hysterics at the thought of having to keep track of all the third parties that my organization has relationships with to make sure that they are behaving responsibly, that I have to be responsible for what they're doing as well. This sounds like a recipe for, well, I won't say chaos, but complexity.
It's a very complex, because the hysterics, once they figure out that their third parties have third parties and their third parties have third parties, it becomes this nth party problem, where that's where I think some of the problems lie, that it's a very complex world at the moment. As people have moved into cloud computing, they've transferred a lot of information there. There's a box somewhere with that data on, and where is that box? And sometimes those third parties are using particularly the big web providers that we know that are out there, and some of them are using their own places. But where is that data and how is that protected? And I think that's why these regulations are actually coming into play at the moment, that it's complex and somebody's got to understand it, because there is a lot of transference of data outside. This is not 20 years ago, where a lot of your core operating within a large financial institution was done on a mainframe. That's just not the case anymore. And I think it was highlighted through operational resilience programs, where they said, I want to look at your important business services and how you run them. And it became very evident at that stage. The financial markets are very, very complex. They involve financial market infrastructure. They involve corresponding relationships between different financial institutions. And there's a tremendous introduction of fintech companies that are coming out there working in this community. So the vendor usage within the financial service industry is exponentially larger than it was 10 years ago. So that's something that these regulations are all coming in to try and get their arms around, because while it's complex, it's absolutely, on the other side of the coin, Robin, I would say it's something that you really should understand. Shouldn't you know where your data is? And,
okay, let's take a deep breath here and start from first principles. I'm a financial institution. How should I be approaching DORA compliance to satisfy the technical and tactical requirements that are coming at me?
So the deep breath is understanding how your business operates and prioritizing that. So I say that the clue to DORA is in the middle, operational resilience. How are you operating your organization? How are these things happening? So I do see a connection to regulations that are out there to understand your important business services. That has gone broader than the systemically important institutions, where they said, we want to understand how you provide capabilities like access to cash and settlement transactions, because it would have systemic impact on society if one of the big global firms was unable to do that. Once you take those operating principles and you start looking at that, that involves a complex chain end-to-end of information that the financial service firms need to map against those services. They need to understand what's happening at various stages of, say, settlement transactions, how that happens, where that data flows. And they'll often find that data is flowing in and outside of their organization. When they find it goes outside, is it within jurisdictions? How is it protected? Do they have data resilience programs? So this is a little cottage industry within the industry, is now a lot of the most significant firms we're talking to are setting up data resilience programs, because once they, not just finding out where the vendors are or where the applications are internally, they now need to understand where certain data sets are and make sure that data is protected from, if they have obviously the big one, ransomware, cyber attacks, or just failure of systems or denial of access to that information, how can they work around that? So it's about taking the business in bite-sized pieces. If you have important business services, you can then therefore prioritize what you need to do to fulfill your commitment to your customers. Then when you've got those important business services, you can look at the priorities of how are we fulfilling that commitment. And that commitment involves a lot of transference of capabilities from one department to another or one place. It's no longer the case of a department doing a business continuity plan, a risk manager doing a risk, and an IT guy backing up or recovering a data set.
DORA's coming out of Europe. GDPR came out of Europe. When GDPR came out, people in some other jurisdictions looked askance. It has become de facto a global standard. Do you think DORA also might be on the way to that conclusion as well, to become effectively a global standard?
I absolutely do. The Federal Reserve are coming out with a final rule on requirements for systemically important market utilities, where they're trying to understand. And essentially, it boils down to technology and data. You're using places to move it. The Commodity Futures and Trading Commission, the CFTC, have proposal rules that are principle-based that have a lot of similarities to the DORA and the Operational Resilience Acts for anyone that's swapping, trading, or buying or selling for that community as well. So we're seeing these different regulators come together with the intent of changing the story away from just traditional risk and resilience programs to operating models. And what I mean by that is, traditionally in the community that I've lived in for the last 20 plus years, we look at risks, we look at horizon scanning, we look at putting controls in place. Many of those controls are putting things like physical locks on doors, encryption of software, being able to have contingency plans, disaster recovery plans, et cetera, et cetera. We're moving away from that to saying, okay, how do we fulfill the obligation to the customer? How do we become more resilient? Because bad things are going to happen. It's not a case of when. We've proven that just by the last, I mean, I don't need to tell you about all the bad things and geopolitical and COVID and everything else that's happened. How are we going to continue to fulfill that need of those important business services? And I would argue, you know, not just banking, systemically, if you're a pharmaceutical company or anything, how do you get things out the door today? That's where the new principle-based regulations are coming along now. Understand how you operate and be responsible for that. There's a rule in the UK through the operational resilience regulations that are there that there's an SMF24. It's the chief operating officer responsible for the operations of the bank. That's the one when things go wrong. He's personally accountable to come and do that with DORA. There's personal accountability there. I think this is, again, elevating that to boards of directors and executives within the firm, that this is a true operational responsibility. And if we look back at a chief risk officer's world, a lot of traditional risk management from that side was liquidity risks, concentration risk on investing in certain assets, you know, not too many mortgages, not too many car loans, et cetera, or risky credits versus not. They're all business decisions. Now a lot of their world is operating. How are we operating? How do we, that was never really taken care of that well, quite frankly. How are we being responsible with our vendor community? Are we being responsible with how we're looking after data? They're all business risks that can have very significant material operational consequences for a financial service firm, not just the front side of the house. So I think this is top of mind, and it's top of mind because we've had so many different things that have happened here. And one of the, I go back, I know we're talking about DORA today, but I think some of these conversations came out of the House of Commons in the UK that were the first guys to say we need a more resilient infrastructure, that said the banking world is moving beyond bricks and mortar, and will our financial services community keep up with the demands of the 21st century and technology? That was in, it's moving faster than, you know, we really understand it as regulators and as a government to make sure that they're going to be able to have the right place. And I think the EU has been the first mover, like they were with GDPR. And like you said, that's de facto. It's an accepted point now. I was on a call the other week and someone said, nope, we're not putting emails in that database. That's that would never have been said before that. It's even an email at things now. So this is here to stay, without a doubt. And it's going to mature and it's going to have legs into different markets. And it's going to reach, as I say, the next extension that is into these big cloud providers, these big trading platforms, into the other people that have this data, the money transfer companies that are moving the SWIFTs and those types of companies that are moving money around.
Rich Cooper, Head of Financial Services Go-to-Market Fusion Risk Management, thank you very much.